Isn't that great? Anyway, that's Harry Belafonte, and the song was the work of Irving Burgee, known as Lord Burgess, Calypso Man, and we'll play some others. He wrote Jamaica Farewell, and of course the Banana Boat Song, and Island in the Sun, later we're going to play the two. According to him, when I told you to read between the lines, they used to go to some summer camps where people talked politics and sang folk songs. And he met, that's where he met Harry Belafonte. And he told a story. He said Harry and he were asked to put together a little show because people knew they liked to sing and perform. And so they said, would you do an appropriate song for us all on a tomorrow night? So he said, well, okay. So Harry Belafonte and Irving Burgee worked on it, and they performed John Henry. And he said, oh, that knocked him out. So that's when I think the two of them said, we may have something here. Anyway, that's on that matter. We will play a little more later. As a matter of fact, we're going to play a little later. We're going to play John Henry. Now, we have good news from the Ontario Federation of Labour. It ended its proceedings last Friday. There is a new administration there. Some of the kinks in the rope, you could call it, of the OFL have been removed. There's been some, they have a new president and new vice, a whole new executive. And these are known to be people who are not affiliated with the Liberal Party and are not strategic voters. They are pro-labor, and they want to get labor's voice heard, and they want to make sure that you have a conscientious, healthy, vital labor movement. And evidence that there is such a thing is that there was a resolution, and that we're very pleased to announce it, denouncing the coup in Bolivia. You know that President Morales, the first indigenous leader of a country in South America, has been removed by a coup, that ugly things have begun to happen. The Venezuelan embassy has been attacked. Relations are ending there. This is a Guaido-type operation going on in Bolivia. It has U.S. support, and it had the support of the Canadian government, by the way. And a lot of people are writing to Trudeau, Prime Minister Trudeau, and saying, we think you ought to do this. That's starting really at the wrong point. They should say, you did something you shouldn't have done. We don't agree with it. There are Cuban doctors in the country who have been told to leave. And then you have this sort of esoteric, you might say, straw in the wind signal of who has taken power of the new group, which is led by a woman who says that indigenous people don't belong in cities, that they should be kept in the north or the south, basically out of the way of her type of people. She's a blonde person. And they've also said, we're bringing Christ back to the legislature. So basically, you're sort of a Guaido model. So they've restored relations with Israel in celebration, I guess, of the Trump decision to move his embassy to Jerusalem and to support the annexation of the West Bank. There's a lot of things. I call these straws in the wind, you know. But anyhow, here's the most important part. The Ontario Federation of Labour, and this is a result of, was brought to them by the Tiffany Balducci of the Durham Region Labor Council, and it was brought to the Durham Region Labor Council by CUPE member Denise Martin, and it made its way to the Ontario Federation of Labor, and congratulations to the Ontario Federation of Labor. This is what the resolution passed at their meeting last week, and it reads, whereas Evo Morales, the first indigenous president in the history of majority indigenous Bolivia, was forced to resign by the head of the country's armed forces in a military coup. His resignation comes as his supporters, including many trade union activists, have been the target of violent attacks, with some having their homes ransacked and burned down, and some even being shot and killed. And whereas the governments of Mexico, Uruguay, and the president-elect of Argentina have all condemned the military coup, the coup has also been condemned by the head of the Labour Party in the United Kingdom. Jeremy Corbyn, U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, full stop, I have to say, this is quite remarkable. The president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, as well as the International Trade Union Confederation. And whereas in Canada, NDP MPs such as Matthew Green, Don Davies, and Nikki Ashton have also condemned the military coup. And whereas the coup in Bolivia is an attack on democratic, indigenous, and workers' rights everywhere, Morales, who won the election by a wide margin, is being painted as undemocratic by governments that support the coup, such as Canada and the United States. But there is no evidence to suggest the election results were fraudulent. Morales even offered to rerun the elections, but the opposition and the military refused. Trade unionists have a responsibility to oppose our government's support for the military removal of Morales and the crushing of the democratic rights in Bolivia, And whereas strengthening the global labor movement and building relationships with workers around the world is essential to our collective fight for human and labor rights, decent work, strong public services, justice, and peace. And whereas this motion will provide support in solidarity with the working people of Bolivia and the respect for Bolivia's democratic institution, therefore, be it resolved that the Durham Region Labor Council condemn the coup in Bolivia and be further, and I got to add now, that was the Durham Region and, of course, the OFL, be it further resolved that the Durham Region Labor Council condemn the violent repression of trade unionists and indigenous activists in Bolivia by the coup supporters and armed forces, and be it further resolved that the Durham Region Labor Council publicly oppose the Canadian government's support for this coup, demand our government withdraw all support for a coup in Bolivia, and support the restoration of democracy and the safe return of Evo Morales. And be it further resolved that the Durham Region Labor Council call on the Canadian Labor Congress to oppose the coup and demand that the Canadian government also oppose the coup and call for the restoration of democracy and the safe return of Evo Morales. And be it further resolved that the Durham Region Labor Council submit the emergency resolution to be considered at the upcoming convention of the Ontario Federation of Labor, which is what I'm reading. They did that. OFL emergency resolution. And it again states that the democratically elected Evo Morales, first indigenous president of the history of the majority indigenous Bolivia, forced to resign on November 10, 2019, whereas the government of Mexico, Uruguay, and the president of Argentina have condemned the coup. The coup has been condemned by Jeremy Corbyn, Bernie Sanders, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the president of AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, as well as the International Trade Union Confederation. Be it resolved, the OFL condemned the coup in Bolivia. Be it further resolved, the OFL write a public statement that denounces Canadian support for this coup. And calls for our government to support the restoration of democracy and the safe return of Evo Morales. And be it further resolved that the OFL call on the CLC to oppose the coup and write a similar statement. So I think that's very good news in a sober, dangerous times. And I'm really sorry that Canada didn't offer Morales a place here and also join our partner. You know, we have a free trade agreement, and our partners are the United States, Los Estados Unidos, and Mexico. Mexico saved Morales' life. They offered him sanctuary. And it was not easy for Morales to reach Mexico, by the way. And so those who were said, oh, yes, we support the coup, or they didn't call it a coup. Well, it's very important we get our language straight. Yes, it was a coup. And the OFL passed this resolution, which I just read to you. I mentioned straws in the wind. Something is going on. When the AFL-CIO, by the way, joins in, you know something's going on. And I think that we should also call on the Canadian government to congratulate Mexico on its exercising its sovereignty and its resistance to the hegemony of Washington, which seems to think that it will write all the resolutions for all the countries and all the parties of this hemisphere and every other hemisphere, actually. So, that said, this is the Taylor Report, and we have a song from Harry Belafonte and Lord Burgess. They performed this together, and this is Harry singing the song. It's called John Henry.
John Henry, he could hammer. He could whistle. He could sing. He went to the mountain early in the morning just to hear his hammering, Lord, Lord, hear his hammering. Just to hear his hammering, Lord, Lord, hear his hammering. When John Henry was a little baby sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer, a little piece of steel, said, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, hammer be the death of me. Well, John Henry's family needed money, said he didn't have but a dime. If you wait till the rising sun goes down, I'll get it from the man in the mine, Lord, Lord, get it from the man in the mine. I'll get it from the man in the mine, Lord, Lord, get it from the man in the mine. Well, John Henry went to the captain. What happened? Said the captain, what can you do? I can hoist a jack. I can lay a track. I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord. Pick and shovel too. I can pick and shovel too, Lord, Lord. Pick and shovel too. Well, the captain said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring me a steam drill around. Gonna bring me a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whoop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Whoop that steel on down. But John Henry said to the captain, oh, a man ain't nothing but a man. Lord, let your steam drill beat me down. I'll die with the hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with the hammer in my hand. Well, John Henry said to the captain, look yonder what I see. Hold on, choke, drill done broke. And you can't drive steel like me, Lord, Lord. Can't drive steel like me. Oh, you can't drive steel like me. No, no, can't drive steel like me. Well, John Henry drove into the mountain. His hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard, he broke his poor heart. Well, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Laid down his hammer and he died, great God. Laid down his hammer and he died.
Oh, they took John Henry to the White House and they buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come roaring by says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man. Says, there lies a steel-driving man. Hoo-wee, there lies a steel-driving man. Says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man.
And that was a song that performed the first time by, of course, many years ago. Don Henry, by the way, is from Newport News, Virginia. And there is, they were digging tunnels there. He was a real man. As, if you ever heard Leadbelly sing the song, he introduces it very nicely because he talks about the fact that he was real. He wants people to understand that who dug those tunnels and how and what a high price they paid. And if they, I would think if there was a working class song or a song about a working class hero in American culture, John Henry, I know there are, but the first one is John Henry. Because people do know John Henry. They know his name. People still name their children John Henry. And he's such a great figure. Some of the others, you know, we have Babe the Blue Ox, and we have, I forget who they are, but a lot of them are sort of a little bit, there was Pecos Bill. Anyway, there's, they don't match up to the story of John Henry. And I'm not surprised that Lord Burgess and Harry Belafonte decided that's the song they wanted to sing. I call it Reading Between the Lines. This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT. It's 89.5 FM. You can still contribute, by the way, and still build the station, the little station it does. And you just go to CIUT.FM and you can donate, become a member, support all of the great programming that we do here. And you still have as I understand it, you still have a shot of going to Iceland. There's a draw, all the names that they're in. So ask you to do that. Again, I'm going to tell you, Vanessa Bealey, the great journalist who, she won the Robert Perry Award. Robert Perry is a wonderful journalist, and I'm so glad they named an award for him. And Vanessa Bealey is a very deserving person to get this award. And she is, and so she's won that and others works for her work, and she's going to be speaking to 24 Main Street West tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 p.m., and she'll be speaking Thursday at the Steelworkers Hall, which is 25 Cecil Street, 7:30. The meeting is sponsored by the Toronto Association for Peace and Solidarity, and the Canadian Peace Congress. And I like to underline the names of these organizations. I mean, it's, of course, it's a Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. The indicates probably one, but actually, you know, we're living in times in which the U.S. government primarily, together with Canada, there are many people here, politicians, who advocate regime change, and they have a dirty little idea. They call it humanitarian intervention. So they tell us that they're going to go rescue somebody, and then they blow a country to pieces. And it is maddening to live through. We've had the assault on Iraq. We've had the destruction of Libya. By the way, each time based on lies, it was that sweet intellectual with all the right moves, President Obama, who said, "We have to save the eastern city of Libya from the forces of Gaddafi." The forces of Gaddafi, by the way, that would be the government of Libya protecting its own borders and its own security and its own citizens against people who had arms, were under arms and had ideologies which were as we find out, you can find them in the streets of Paris and London now. But the Canadians participated in that very proudly, bombed Libya. So we need to talk about, do we want a peace movement or not? Do we want to get along with other states, or do we want to dictate to them? And that's why these meetings are important. That's why Vanessa Beale is speaking Thursday at the Steelworker Hall, 25 Cecil Street. Very important. And we need to draw more and more political figures and leaders, so-called, I mean, into these discussions, because so far we're dealing with basically press statements from powerful people who just tell us it's a humanitarian mission, we're going to do it. It was like when President Trump fired missiles at Syria, he said, oh, I have reports that they have used chemical weapons. Therefore, I'm unleashing my missiles on the sovereign territory of Syria without any international authorization, no actual discussion with Congress, not that Congress cares, but laws are flaunted. We've sort of passed a dangerous point by allowing the concept of humanitarian intervention, which is just a mask. It's like missionary work of the original conquerors of this hemisphere. They came in to do good deeds and slaughtered the people. And Mark Twain said, first when the pilgrims landed, they fell on their knees, and then they fell on the Indians. So what it means is that we're not exercising, there is no actual arrangement to have considered discussion of proposals. Instead, we're always being stampeded. Oh, there's no time, we have to do this. I remind you, the Prime Minister of Canada, when Trump said we have reports of there's been a chemical attack. By the way, I have to tell you, I'm not exactly sure which one of these attacks by Trump or it was, because we've had a number of them. They always go the same way. But anyhow, he says, we have these reports and we're going to take action. And so the Prime Minister, I guess he was about 20 feet from his advisors, and a guy put a microphone in front of him, and he said, reporter said, what about this news that there's been report of chemical attacks by the President Assad's government? Well, Prime Minister Trudeau said something honest. He said, well, that's very serious. He said, we should investigate, determine who is responsible, and then the responsible parties should be punished. Oh, that was the wrong thing to say. So the next day, he said, we agree with the president, with U.S. officials. We agree that their conclusions are satisfactory. So Canada doesn't exercise its responsible powers to say, this is a matter we better ask a few people. By the way, usually in these things, if you were supposedly, believed in law, I hear once in a while that our Kennedy believes in law and order and all that, the first thing you do is put the question to the party accused, because right of answer, the right of reply, is when freedom began for ordinary people. The fact that somebody who wears a badge or who's famous points at you doesn't make you guilty in a society that respects rights and actually has a constitution. And any self-respecting country that has a decent constitution, which respects the rights of accused to make answer and to hear evidence and to see, and to examine that evidence and to examine and even put questions to people who accuse them, if you have that kind of constitution, that's should be your foreign policy. So one of those really wonderful people like Bolton or Pompeo says something happened, Canadians should say, well, we'll look into that. Sounds serious. We'll make sure our ambassador and if we go to the appropriate forums, maybe we go to an international forum, go to the United Nations, perhaps we'll talk to some other parties and determine what we should do. But that isn't, that is not what has been happening, which is why we need a peace movement. We need these gatherings, such as the one that Vanessa Beeler will be addressing tomorrow in Hamilton at 24 Main Street West at 7 o'clock, and on Thursday, on December the 5th, it's 7:30 p.m. That's 25 Cecil Street, and it's the Toronto Association for Peace and Solidarity and the Canadian Peace Congress. In the case of Hamilton, it is the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, which is the role we need to play. It's not a question of are we a great power, which everybody wants to decide. Well, we had a prime minister previous to Trudeau who said we punch above our weight. Well, that was a while back. We're now starting to drift into territory where you're going to be definitely in the wrong weight class. This is a place where we need strengthening international institutions. We need strengthening of international law. And states that act as though they have extraterritorial power need to be called to account. And namely, that would be the U.S., actually, because they're declaring extraterritoriality all the time. Which brings me to the matter of China. This is becoming a heavy matter. The United States Congress has decided to pass a resolution dictating that the U.S. government will involve itself in the internal matters of China. This is extremely dangerous. It is actually fresh initiative, and it brings to mind, it brings out a really important fact that Donald Trump, who the Toronto Star and the Globe and Mail have endless cartoons about, every sports writer, every entertainment page smart guy, every feature writer has torn Trump from one side to the other and mocked and laughed and et cetera, and they talk about impeachment. However, the United States Congress and Trump have decided they want to make something of Hong Kong. And this is should have been said from the beginning. Hong Kong is Chinese territory. It is part of sovereign China, as is Taiwan, by the way. They just haven't decided to make a fuss about it, but that's also Chinese territory. And the way we know that is that the other name for the Taiwan government by the people who are presently sitting there is that they're China. They're the Republic of China. That would be Chiang Kai-shek's old group. Well, they lost the war on the mainland, and China has been on a steady climb of improving the lot of the people of China to the point where now they are a major economic power. And so strong, so capable, and that Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi are two parts of one story. They are agreed that they're going to make maximum trouble where they don't belong. And people talk about there are demonstrations there. Yeah, there are. I understand that. But, you know, I wouldn't go to a demonstration led by somebody in Hong Kong where American flags are flying everywhere, where they wear Make America Great Again hats, where they put up pictures, not just one, by the way. This is professionally done, where they, of memes, again, look it up, Donald Trump looking like Rocky Balboa, if you haven't seen it. And these are Hong Kong demonstrators. And I would say to they obviously, I'm not invited to their demonstration because I would be the last one to suggest that Donald Trump's going to solve your troubles. He is walking trouble, but to this close identification suggests something really different is going on. The Globe and Star call them pro-democracy. Well, I would add that they're also pro-violence. They are pro-destruction. They are pro-assault. They are pro-Trump. They put pictures of him on a tank, and they wave American flags. They are also pro-UK, so they're also pro-imperialist. And Pelosi doesn't differ from Trump. So I would say they're pro all those things, and they seem to be run by pros. There are countless NGOs from the West in Hong Kong. I'll tell you what's going to happen. In the next few weeks, all those NGOs are going to be told to go home because they are from the National Endowment for Democracy, which is led by people like Rubio and other members of the Trump gang and Pelosi. Frankly, this is Chinese territory. It has to be said. It was taken from China 100 years ago and 140 years ago, I guess it was, in the so-called Opium Wars, and they set up shop and they forced opium onto the Chinese people. That's a sin that has not been answered for, in my opinion. And for English people, British people, to say, oh, well, you know, we're pro-democracy. All those years that Britain ran Hong Kong, they did it as governor generals. And the people had no democracy, none of that time. So anybody holding up a British flag, he just wants to have a governor general sent out from London to run the place. Ain't going to happen. And if Trump and Pelosi think they're going to do it, ain't going to happen. But the idea that this goes on and we all just say, oh, yeah, that's how it should be. We are back into a colonial mindset, neocolonialism, very ugly stuff. So that's something we have to speak out about. Okay, once again, Vanessa Beadle is going to be there Thursday in town, Toronto, December 5, 7:30 p.m., Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street. Tomorrow, Hamilton at 24 Main Street West at 7 o'clock. And please go and be educated and fight for peace in this thing. Now, I want to say that I have a wonderful daughter, Karina, who has helped me very much over the years on this show and in many other ways. I have many projects. I'm a brilliant young woman, and she's not doing well, so I want to play a song for her. It's called, it's Bob Dylan's song, Karina, Karina.
Karina, Karina, get where you've been so long. Karina, Karina, get where you've been so long. I've been worried about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Karina, life don't mean a thing.
It was Karina Karina, and this has been the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and Braden tells me we have another moment, and so I'll use that moment to say that there's these important meetings at Thursday, December the 5th, 7:30 p.m., Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street, Vanessa Beale, and tomorrow, Tuesday, at Hamilton, the 24 Main Street West at 7 o'clock. And I'm urging you to see, all listeners, this is a time you better advocate that we have an independent government and it strives for international order and peaceful resolution through mutual respect. To quote Benito Juarez, the president of Mexico, if you want to find peace, you need mutual respect. This is Taylor Report. See you next week.